Well, welcome back to a brand new podcast episode of Family Seasons by Coach Tia and my co-host, Mr. Damian Dalcor. Welcome back, Mr. Dalcor. Mr. Damian?
Hey, welcome back to you too, Ms. Jones. I'm happy to be back for this powerful episode we got today.
Indeed. I'm excited too. You know, this is, you know, we're still fresh into season 8. This is actually season 8, episode 2. And so, you know, we're still excited about what God has already, you know, started doing in these podcasts. And so glad to be back. We're ready to, you know, jump right on into this topic that we hope and pray will be a blessing to you and your families, and just to those that are maybe going through some of the situations that we're talking about, or maybe you're dealing with some of the issues that we're discussing. And if so, we want this to be a resource. We really hope and pray that these podcasts are definitely a resource to those that are dealing with the real life issues that we all deal with. The podcast is Family Seasons, and what that means is that, as you know, we all go through seasons, regardless of who we are and what we do and, you know, how many titles we have behind our names. Families will go through seasons. And so as a result, as we shift through those different seasons of life, we hope and pray that, you know, these podcast topics, as I said, will be a blessing to you and your family, to just help you win and to give you inspiration, real life knowledge and tools, and hopefully tips that can help you move forward. So in today's topic, we're going to jump right in. And today we're talking about, let's see, Mr. Damian, we're talking about freedom in forgiveness.
Okay. I like that topic. And, you know, okay, Ms. Jones, forgiveness, it's kind of taboo, you know. It's, you know, it has a biblical side, and it has a psychological side as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes we do forgive and we say we do, but deep down inside we really don't.
Right.
But, you know, and I've looked at some Bible verses here lately in correspondence to what we're going to be talking about. And, you know, in the book of Numbers 14 and 18, it talks about how the Lord is slow to anger.
Right.
And aboundingly and steadfast love. And then it jumps over to Psalms 103:10-12, and it talks about he does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. So, you know, when you think about it, we do. We try our best to go through life doing what's right, but, you know, we were all born sinners.
Right.
And we all fall short of the glory. So, with me, you know, we're thinking about how Christ suffered. I always think about how he suffered before he died. And I think, too, you don't die then suffer. You know, I think, you know, the hardest part of dying is the suffering. Mm-hmm. So if he paid for our sins, then reality in society today, there's nothing no one can do to you or me for which, we, you know, they've already been, you know, that tab has been paid.
Right.
If God paid for our sins, then I really shouldn't have no beef with you or anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because it says, according to our sins, you know, he does not deal with us according to that. So, you know, that this kind of is kind of deep for me, because sometimes we as human beings, we look for the bad in people before we even look to the good.
Right.
And there are some lessons that go along with forgiving someone, and I've made some notes. You know, I have about 7 or 8 of them. And, you know, the first one is kind of, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting about it.
But wait, before we go into the notes,
uh-huh.
You defined forgiveness, and you use, you know, some great scriptures about forgiveness. And so what we're hoping for as we're going into this topic, you know, put that thing, because if it doesn't have to take a lot of research or a lot of time to put that thing on your mind that you know you're struggling with it when it comes down to forgiveness. Because we really want this to be a work. We want this to be something that you're going to put these tips or these tools and put these scriptures to work. So, you know, what I ask is that as we get into this subject, that thing that you're dealing with, and without a doubt, normally when we start talking about it, it'll come up, it pops up. And so that thing that's on your mind right now, that place that you know you need to know how to forgive or learn how to forgive, or you simply just need to forgive, we're asking that you would put that at the top of your mind, and let's walk through this so that we truly can find the freedom in forgiveness. Because what we know in life is that there is true freedom in forgiveness.
That's true, Tia.
Without a doubt.
And I think, above all, I think me as a Christian, I've learned to confess my sins. And initially to receive the salvation, and then to maintain my fellowship with God and with one another. Because in the Bible it says God is slow to anger.
Right.
So, you know, is there really anything that you can do to me that will anger me that bad, or, you know, to where I can't forgive you? I mean, you know, when you talk about these terms, you know, let's see, you have transgression, you have sin, you have iniquities. You know, you use those terms in which God forgives.
Right.
So
He does.
So it's kind of, how do I expect God to forgive me when I can't forgive you? And I think, you know, He does not deal with us according to our sins. But, you know, if I can't forgive you for something that you did, a mistake you made, then that goes beyond what I've done.
Right.
So
exactly, because he, you know, he tells us about forgiveness. And as Christians, and, you know, if, you know, whether, you know, you're a Christian or not, if you're listening, you know, forgiveness makes you feel better. It, you know, it's hard. You know, we're gonna just be real with it. It's hard to forgive. You know, that's because now you're dealing with a lot of hurt. You're dealing with pain. You got memories. Sometimes there's fear. There's a lot of emotions that's all kind of, you know, wrapped up into that forgiveness issue. But it's gonna make you feel better when you finally get to a place, or at least a decision, to say, you know what, I can't keep living like this. Because what are some of the things that unforgiveness does to the body, to the mind, to the heart? What are some of those things?
Well, psychologically, when you know you've done wrong, you know, people say to forgive and forget, but that's nonsense. But what it does is sets you up in a way to where now, you know, you don't have to apologize. And honestly, to an apology is more of a strength than it is a weakness.
Right.
So, and I'm an advocate that you never accept or expect an apology from someone that you have to tell that they did you wrong. Because it's not authentic.
Right.
If I say, oh, Tia, you owe me an apology, well, yeah, it ain't gonna be authentic. If it ain't authentic, if I had to make you do it. So,
but now, let's talk about that. But now, if you're in a conversation with someone and you say, I think you owe me an apology, and that person asks, why?
Right.
Now, if they're asking you why, then, you know, tell them, okay, this is why I think you owe me an apology, and it's this, and it's that, and it's that. But I know what you're saying. You're saying, now, if you hate me, like, you know, as parents, we, you know, I remember. Well, I don't really do this with my children, but I don't force them to apologize, because I know, which is what you're saying, it's not going to be authentic. But I need to get you to the place where you need to see where you were wrong, where your actions were wrong, and that you do have a responsibility to apologize to that person that you did wrong. So that's how I do it as a parent. But to force them, because it's not, well, I'm sorry. Well, you know, like you say, it's not authentic. You know, it's not real. Not at all.
Exactly, because my second point of my notes is forgiveness and anger don't mix well.
It won't.
You know, so if you angry based off what I said, then, well, my forgiveness don't mix too well with you being angry.
Right.
So more than likely, it's just going to get worse, because maybe you was looking for a reason to be mad in the first place and not forgive me. And that's just how we are as human beings. We want the bad side of things is what we look at. Mm-hmm. You know, like Chappelle say, keeping it real, when keeping it real goes wrong.
Hmm.
You know, we can't be who we really want to be. We gotta rather be somebody else or say something that we know ain't gonna do nothing but make this worse.
Yeah, and that's a whole nother topic. When I start, you know, when I look at that, I hate, you know, when you see people, well, they issued an apology. And my first thing is, why? Because they were forced to more than likely. But it's probably not authentic, because now that person is doing what, you know, they've been told to do in order to keep the money coming in or what have you. But is it real? You know, are they really feeling that? In my opinion, no. More than likely, they're not, because they said what they said and they said how they felt. And so it is what it is. Now, we're talking about forgiveness. We know that as humans, like I said, there's a lot of different emotions that's caught up in forgiveness, because the reality is that person did hurt you, that person, you know, did harm to you or whatever the case is. And so that's hard to get to a place of forgiveness. But what I've learned and from personal experience is that when you make a decision to forgive, it's not even about that other person, but it's the forgiveness that you are allowing in your own life. You may not ever get a forgiveness or I'm sorry from that person. But when you make a decision that you're no longer going to let that thing hold you down or hold you back, because it creates just an ugly sore. It's something that just keeps oozing, and it's horrible when you walk around with all this unforgiveness, even from people that really did hurt you, they really did harm you. But the longer you decide to hold on to that, it makes you a hard head. It makes you just hateful sometimes to other people. You know, you're blaming other people for what somebody did and they had nothing at all to do with it. And so there's so much that goes into, you know, walking around with all of this unforgiveness. When God tells us, you know, I think about in Colossians, when he tells us to forgive our brother, you got to forgive one another. You have to, because he knew that it's going to be good for you. It's good for your mental health. It's good for you as being, you know, a functioning, well-rounded individual. It's better for you. You're free. You're no longer letting that thing hold you back. Now you can go and enjoy your life, because you decided, I'm not going to hold on to that thing. Like you said, forgetting the thing is hard. Yeah, you know what they did. And, you know, we're going to always remember that. But I got to forgive you, because I need my freedom. I can't keep holding on to to something that happened. And because it's robbing me, something that happened in my past is robbing me of my future. And I see it every day in coaching. I see it. People won't let somebody else love them because they're still mad about somebody that mistreated them. And that person, the one in their life right now, had absolutely nothing to do with that. But they're still holding on to that unforgiveness. There is freedom in forgiveness.
Yeah, I mean, that is very true. I think, you know, I think mistakes are necessary for growth. I think that, you know, you should learn from your mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just think that's just how it goes. I think all of us, we do fall short of the glory. You know, like in Luke 23 and 34, it says, and Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Right.
And, you know, some people just, they do. That tongue is like a double-edged sword, and it'll say some things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guilty of it.
Me too. I, yeah, right.
I admit it. I've said some things to some people I know cut deep. It's like a toothpaste tube. You know, you know, once you squeeze that toothpaste out, you can't put it back in the tube. It's just out.
Exactly.
And if you do get some of it back in there, it ain't gonna be all of it. It's gonna be a big mess.
Right. That's true. That's so true.
So you know, and forgiveness doesn't mean endorsement. You
exactly.
Know,
And that's good right there. I like that. I want you to go a little deeper with that one. It doesn't mean endorsement. So what do you mean by that?
You know, when you get into this side of it, acceptance means acknowledging that you don't have the power or control over the past. But acceptance does, you know, it doesn't mean, you know, it's justified. And I think many people who are victims of an injustice or further victimized by being manipulated into being that they were somehow at fault for the bad thing that happened to them. Mm-hmm. I mean, but that's not acceptance. So, but you can accept an offense against you without excusing it, you know? So, yeah, this happened to me, but, you know, still, you know, you got to say, hey, you know, I'm due this. You know, you owe me that wrong. Because, you know, it's like you're in an accident. Somebody hits your car. Mm-hmm. It's clear you hit me. I didn't hit you. And you know, I'm accepting that offense. Mm-hmm. I've accepted that you hit me, but I ain't excusing it. We're still finna call this insurance, and we still finna call this police.
Right.
You know, so, and that's just a simple way of looking at it. There are variable ways to get around it, but, you know, it, moving into my next point, you know, forgiveness doesn't require reconciliation.
Hmm.
You know, many people who have been wronged assume that they must achieve reconciliation with the person who wronged them. It sometimes it just may not happen.
And sometimes it doesn't need to happen.
Right. You can hope for it. Hope is the substance of those things hope for, and those things are unseen, you know. But, you know, I think here you can hope for it, but don't expect it.
And I'm looking at it from a different angle, because if someone hurt you, and we're talking about so many different ways of being hurt and being, you know, just, you know, if anyone has done any kind of harm towards you, sometimes you don't need to go back to that situation, and sometimes you don't need to reconcile with that person. You need to stay apart. I mean, that's a part of the forgiveness process. That's a part of the healing, because you need to stay away. And I mean that, you know, you've been, you know, just certain issues, and I don't want to get too deep because I don't want to go into that topic, but there are things that have happened in your life that someone can do towards you. You forgive them, but please don't ever reconcile. Stay away. And I mean that with all my heart, you know, make sure you stay away, because you have to remember to protect yourself, your well-being. And so if you've ever been, you know, abused, or if you've ever been, you know, to certain things that could have happened in your life, no, it's okay. Don't even think of reconciling. Stay away from that, but you can still move forward.
That's true.
Exactly.
Sometimes you can't be a better person, but you can be a bigger person.
Exactly.
And sometimes you just, if that person won't apologize, just be the bigger person and just go apologize to them. Even though you was the one that was wrong, I'm going to still come tell you, hey, I apologize. You know, because we're really not getting nowhere with you being upset. It's not going to happen on your end. So let me lead you to show you what it's like to forgive.
And that's awesome if you're dealing with someone that wants to be led and you know, that has a certain mindset. But when, you know, a lot of times when people cause harm or hurt you or whatever the case is, sometimes they act like they don't know that they did it, or, you know, they meant to do it. It goes back to them, you know, not forcing them to say they're sorry, because they knew what they were doing. But it's the forgiveness, how it helps us. When we make a decision to forgive, the forgiveness is more about us than it is the other person.
Right, because forgiveness is not a decision. It's an attitude. It's a habit of the mind.
Right.
You know, so further than that, then forgiveness is not a feeling. You know, but we somehow end up feeling some kind of way, like it's a consequence of forgiveness, but not forgiveness itself.
Hmm.
It, like I say, forgiveness, it's a commitment. It's not a feeling. You know, one might say, oh, forgiveness is not a decision. It's not a commitment either. It's where you tell yourself that, hey, you know what? I can control my actions. I can control how I think. I can control how I behave, including decisions to forgive.
Right.
And that takes... That's the psychological side of it. But, I mean, this is where it gets good. People do tend to feel better as a result of forgiveness, but it's a mistake to expect a certain set of feelings.
That's true. And that's that's a little tricky. So let's talk about that a little bit. So it can be, as I said in the beginning, forgiveness, real authentic forgiveness. I mean, true forgiveness. I mean, like everyday forgiveness, seriously. It makes you feel better in the long run, and it's better for your health. Now, are we saying that it's a feeling? Not necessarily, but it's still, you know, we're human and we're made up of feelings and we're made up of emotions and we can't get away from those. We can't escape those. God knew what he was doing when he put those things on the inside of us. So do we walk away because it's a feeling? We can, we cannot. This is what I'll tell anybody if I'm coaching them. You do what's going to be best for you. Whatever you need to take from this thing, whatever is going to, whatever you need to do in order to make you feel better, in order to make you, just to put you in a better, in a healthier space, then that's what you do. And I think that's what we're saying. That's what you do because, as I keep saying, unforgiveness robs you of your life. And I see that. You see people that will not move forward. They're stuck and they're holding back and they won't love anybody else or they want, you know, they won't try something different or they won't do anything else because they're so, you know, they're stuck in that space. And how do we know? Because I know personally myself, I've been in that situation before. I felt like, and not just felt like, but I knew that I had been hurt, you know, really bad. And there were times when I did not, I mean, unforgiveness to the max, to the point where it didn't matter whether, you know, nothing else mattered. I was going to hold on to that unforgiveness because I didn't feel like that person deserved to be forgiven and all of that. But what it was doing was stealing so much from me, stealing my joy, stealing my peace, stealing my hope, my mentality, stealing my relationship with God. Because how can you be so, you're so angry or you're so this and so that? That's going to disconnect you from God. There's no power when it comes down to you and God being connected and you have this unforgiveness that's weighing so heavy. You've got to get to a place. It has to come to a place when you decide, I can't keep living like this. I can't, because it creates a hell. You're living in your own hell when you won't forgive. You're living in your own hell, and it's that hard. And as I said, I know personally, you know, just I think of a personal, you know, example, and I'll go into a little bit later, but I'm a living witness that you have to get to a place of forgiveness where, you know what, it doesn't matter anymore what that person did you or what that person said or didn't say or whatever the case is. Your purpose in life is so much bigger that you can't be held back by that anymore. I've got to move forward. I've got to get this purpose defined. I've got to create some things in life, and I can't keep, you know, being held back by unforgiveness. So as I said, freedom in forgiveness, there truly is freedom in forgiveness.
That's true. Ultimately, you know, Miss Jones, with this, you know, people want to feel compassion or love toward their offender,
right?
Or the person responsible for their hurt. That's it. You know, so if I did something to you, all you want in turn from me is just a little compassion and a little love. I think with those two. A little compassion, a little love. I think we can get through it.
I believe that we can. And here's the thing. Even if you don't get it, you got to get so into you. You know, you have to get so in tune with what God has for you. And this is what you say, Lord, you know, and I just think about just certain steps. Number one is praying about it. You say, okay, Lord, I'm noticing that I thought I had forgiven. But every time I see that person, if I hear that name or whatever, you know, I get this feeling or that feeling. That anger, you know, kind of bubbles back up. So that means that I'm not walking in forgiveness, God. I need you to help me. And this is literally the steps that I've had to take in my own life. Lord, I need your help because I can't keep feeling like this. I don't want to feel like this. It's disconnecting me from my purpose. How can I encourage and inspire people? And I'm walking around with unforgiveness. I can't live like this. And then I made a decision. My decision was, Lord, I've got to be free. I want to be free from my past. I want to be free from this thing that happened, and I acknowledge it happened. It hurt. Did it break me, you know, into pieces? But thank God, you know, hey, I'm gonna go fragmented, but I'm gonna get it together. And then you have to take action. You make a decision. You say, okay, you know what? This is what I'll do. So this is what we're talking about. The action that we take. The actions that we take is, you know, if you're going to that person and say, hey, you know what? You know, I forgive you or I receive your forgiveness or whatever the case is. But there's some kind of action that you must take in order to move forward and to, you know, to find that true freedom in forgiveness. You know, what type of action are you going to take? What are you going to do today as a part of that action in order to find freedom in forgiveness?
I think, you know, like the milk crate challenge, you know, it's a challenge to just say, hey, if there's somebody out there who wronged you, you know, even if they were wrong, how about you just give them a call and say, hey, you know, I apologize,
right,
you know, for taking too long to reaching out to you as a Christian person or whatever, you know, to make this situation better between us.
Right.
Because, you know, each second, each minute, each hour, that's 1 hour that we don't get back.
That's true. That is so true.
So if anything, you know what, let's just go ahead and get square and let's see how much better we can become or be to each other. Besides, you know, we're just looking at, you know, in the opposite directions when we see each other.
That's true. And that's good. If that person is still around and you're able to do that, that is ideal. That's perfect. What happens if that person, you know, is no longer here? What happens if you never hear from that person, or you should never even get in touch with that person? As we said, the forgiveness is for yourself. My decision was the person that did me wrong, of course, they did apologize. And that was a wonderful thing. And it was authentic. And I see that in their everyday life. But even if he never apologized, even if he never said I was sorry, even if he never said, you know, asked me to forgive him, I still had to make a decision, you know, years ago that I needed to be healed from this. I needed to walk in forgiveness. I needed to be free, because right now I'm not free at all. And I can say now that as a result of me making that decision, and even in our actions as adults now, we realize that, you know, that, you know, things happen. We're now able to have, we were actually able to reconcile, to have a healthy relationship, you know, just as in a co-parenting relationship, because this is, you know, an ex. So we're able to co-parent in a healthy way. We can laugh and talk about things. We can joke about things, and we're good with that. You know, he has his life, I have my life, but we're in a place of forgiveness. And I think about the freedom that's there. It makes the child happier to now have, you know, parents that have made the decision to forgive. And I'm telling you, this was a very hurtful relationship. This is, I've not talked about this, you know, in other podcasts, some of the hurts that I went through. But we're to a place of just healing. And I thank God for that. I pray for him. He prays for me. I'm, you know, we're praying for one another, because it's freedom in forgiveness. The freedom that we have. I feel good when I can talk about forgiveness now, because, you know, I know that I'm there. And it's a process. It was not instant. It's a process. So I just hope and pray that, you know, this topic has been a blessing to, you know, to you all as our listeners. We know without a shadow of a doubt, God, he gives us what we need. He'll give us the strength that we need. He's given himself, as you said in the beginning, Damien, he's given of himself. So what more, you know, if God is able to forgive, if Christ has forgiven those that so wrongly, you know, did these things against him, a man that knew no sin, then, you know, we can realize that, okay, there are some things that's going to happen down here on this earth. You're going to have things that happen. That's a part of life. That's a part of your process sometimes. But the freedom that comes when you make a decision to forgive, it is so powerful, because when you do that, when you step into that place and you know, so you've prayed about it, you've made a decision, you've taken action, and you've even forgiven yourself and say, I'm sorry that I held on to this for so long, because it was eating the inside out. I mean, it was just eating me, just totally destroying me. I'm sorry. I apologize to myself. I'm sorry that I allowed myself to go that long for it to get that deep, because I didn't have the freedom that I thought I had. And now that I've made the action, now that I can feel God, you know, that God has healed me in those areas, that I'm better. I can love more. I can treat people right. I can treat myself right. You know, this is what we're hoping that this podcast has done, as we, you know, as I mentioned in the beginning, put that thing in your mind that you know is holding you back and it's holding you down, that area of forgiveness that you know that you want God to help you with. You know, we're going to pray, you know, Damien is going to pray, and we're that you will find that peace right now, that you will find that place to just, you know, go to God and say, hey, God, I can't handle this anymore. I need you to help me. Help me to be able to forgive so that I can have the kind of freedom that I just heard about. Because I'm telling you, it makes all the difference in the world, without a doubt. Damien, if you would just pray for our listeners, and just so that they would be blessed. And, you know, any final words before you pray, actually? You have any final words?
You know, no, Tia, you know, no final words. I think this was a good one to, you know, set on some people's minds and plant a seed. And, you know, hopefully, you know, in some people's lives, they can come about a better outcome, a better, you know, a little bit of forgiveness and a little bit of way of looking at things,
That's true.
For the good. But, you know, I'll go ahead and close this out with a good prayer, and we'll just keep this thing going, okay?
Indeed, okay.
All right. Lord, we want to thank you for this opportunity to come today in this podcast of forgiveness. We want to thank you for, even though I am a sinner, in the kindness of your mercy, you have fed me with the precious body of blood of your Son and our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that this Holy Communion tonight between Miss Jones and I may not bring us condemnation and punishment, but forgiveness and salvation. May it be a helmet of faith and a shield of goodwill. May it purify us from evil ways and put an end to our evil passions. May it bring us charity and patience, humility and obedience, and growth and the power to do good in your name. Also, Lord, we want to say, hey, to bring a defense against all of our enemies, visible and invisible, and the perfect calming of all our evil impulses, bodily and spiritual. May it unite us closely to you, the one true God, and lead us safely through death and happiness, and everlasting happiness with you. Lead us, Lord, as sinners, to the banquet where you, with your Son and Holy Spirit, are true and perfect, in perfect light, total fulfillment, everlasting joy, gladness without end, and perfect happiness for you and all of your saints. Grant us this, Lord, on this night through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, that, you know, that was a beautiful prayer. And of course, we're always praying for you all. We pray that you will just find a place of peace and happiness and love, that you decide that you're going to no longer allow freedom to hold, to allow unforgiveness to hold you bondage, but that you will find freedom, you know, in your life, so that you can really live and experience the joys that God has definitely, you know, put us down on this earth to enjoy. So thank you all so much for listening. You can reach out anytime at CoachTia.com. Also, Family Seasons by Coach Tia. You know, we're on all platforms, on all podcast platforms. And thank you so much, Mr. Damien, for joining me. And we hope and pray that, you know, you all will just, you know, determine that you're going to live your life. You're going to live the life that God has intended. So thank you all so much for joining us. And we will see you on next week for another great podcast. Thank you all so much.